Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Grey Hill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
You are members of the Grey Hill Free Company. For a generous fee, people contract you for all manner of jobs. Bodyguards, adventurers, explorers, thieves, assassins, monster hunters, rat catchers, and sometimes even legal aides. Your vocation has brought you here to Oak Heart, a snowy major city on the east coast of a place called Husgra. You are, Morgan?
I am Teapot. Teapot is a very small kobold. They are black with a red neck, and they are kind of modeled after a frilled lizard, so they have a little hood that they keep down that will puff up if they get scared. Mm-hmm. And they have bagpipes, and that's most of it. Teapot has a really long little snout and an eye patch.
Do the frills sit over your clothes?
They kind of like almost like a cowl or a hood.
Right.
Around
okay.
The neck.
Okay. All right. Josh?
I'm playing Marvin Monsieur Wet Blanket, not Mr. Wet. That's my dad. I'm a hedge found in the Humblewood little book. Hedgehog, short little man. Again, a bard. Life is hard. So a College of Tragedy bard. I like to remind people that it could always be worse.
Right.
And I walk around my little loot trying to see the world and make it a little bit better because it sucks.
Hedge, like Hedgehog, you have a full thing of spines running down your back.
Oh, yeah.
You could roll into a ball.
I can roll into a ball of my AC.
Sounded so strange when I said that. You could roll into a ball?
I could roll into a ball. It ups my AC. If people hit me, they take damage. But if they actually hit me, I go prone, kind of sad-like, and
assume the position, yeah.
Assume the position of like, oh, man, this sucks. He's a joy to be around.
The fetal position is specifically what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Joel?
Hot lungs.
All right.
Just like a little kobold fella. It doesn't quite blink in unison. One's a little bit slower, the other one's a little bit faster, but that's not the case. Is it cold where we're at, or is it
yeah,
hot?
Yeah, it's freezing.
Okay, that's great to hear.
Yeah, snow the year round.
You don't need to bath me, and I won't fight. That's good.
Something Hot Lungs introduced. Hot Lungs, you don't need to bath me.
Well, it'd be more just like, I think if it was we were in a hotter environment, I think my little self-imposed goal was to try and fight to have a bath, and I would assume that everyone wanted to bath this guy. He doesn't believe in a lot of showering.
Mm-hmm.
Messy eater. Very messy eater. Very food orientated, I feel. Very food orientated.
Right.
And mostly wants to spend the time eating and sleeping, and that's about it. Do I have a weapon? I see here you says I have intelligence, 13. Was that a mistake?
It's emotional intelligence.
Oh, good.
You have emotional intelligence, 13.
Yep, cool.
I don't think it, yeah, they don't note it as emotional intelligence, but for you it is emotional intelligence. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel I have a crossbow that is like attached to my belt by a rope that is currently dragging on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Can use that as a handle to steer me in certain directions.
You have more intelligence than
I don't.
Emotional intelligence. For you, it's regular intelligence. For him, it's emotional.
Teapot's just regular dumb shit.
Yeah.
We have regular, same intelligence.
Emotional. Once again.
Emotional
intelligence.
So we've got between this party one good bard and one kobold with good eyesight.
Yeah.
Truly the best the company has to send.
Can't breathe through the nose.
No depth perception. One eye.
It's going to be good.
You are currently in preparation for a long and treacherous trip into the heart of this frozen ball of rock stranded in the middle of the sea, looking for the author of a rather desperate message sent to the local Greyhill agency. The message reads thusly: Adventurers, I am in grave danger of failing at an important task whose consequences will leave this mortal realm stricken and diseased for all time. An ancient temple dedicated to a god of beauty named Titania lies about a 10 days' travel from the city of Oakheart. Meet me there by the 12th of Julfast, I beg thee. I must request a party made of two small, lizard-like creatures and a being whose body creates an almost natural armor. I understand the oddity of asking this, but the path ahead will have many trials, and only such beings will be able to navigate it. I assure you I would not ask this if it were not absolutely necessary. Enclosed with this letter, you will find a map to guide your way and a small sum of gold as a stipend to help you on your journey. Good luck, and may the great beings bless you. As the Free Company's leading experts in the field of being two little lizard creatures and a guy who has natural armor, you have been sent to help this poor creature.
Okay.
You have that stipend mentioned in the letter. You have 50 gold, an amount to help you kit yourselves out for the journey ahead.
I like to imagine when that was being read out, just like crouched on all fours and just scratching my ear with my back foot.
Important. I'm confused why we got selected, personally, but yeah, I guess we can try.
You are literally the Greyhill Free Company's leading experts in the field of being two little lizard guys and someone with natural armor. That's why you're experts.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
As far as the company is concerned.
Print on the paper, it says Dos Ex Machina.
So Josh, are you an awakened hedgehog or just a hedgehog? What is this?
This is
not Hot Longzot. He accepted this long ago. Me, Zamet, asking. What?
This is like if, like, Aarakocras, there are, like, bird people, and Tabaxis are cat people. This is a larger-than-usual hedgehog who is bipedal.
Okay.
It's a red wall hedgehog.
A red wall. Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Tumblewood.
Cool.
Yeah. He straight up looks like a hedgehog who got a little overgrown and has a frown on his face all the time.
Excellent.
Okay. Yeah. Bundle of joy, this one.
Teapot is very cold, by the way.
Yeah.
It's
not
the who's the warmest of us all?
I don't know. It is currently, I don't know how this translates into.
Marvin. Yeah.
We're cuddling up.
Oh, yeah. By all means, cool. Just watch out for the spines and such.
Yeah, I guess only one of you is warm-blooded.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, excellent. We're in front.
Just rotund, soft belly.
Excellent.
It's negative 23 degrees right now. Celsius.
Celsius.
I don't know what that translates to into freedom units.
Cold.
Cold, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'll quickly look it up. It's negative
5.8?
Yeah.
That's fucking cold. Teapot would have been cold at like 60 degrees.
You are freezingly cold currently.
Did we have to travel together or like am I just now meeting the other specialists of being small?
Mm. Well, you would have had to have arrived here together. So you've had at the very least a boat trip.
Okay.
A pretty lengthy boat trip to get to know each other.
Teapot does not do sea very well, so you have definitely seen Teapot Ralph a couple of times.
Right.
What kind of ship? How many?
What do you mean?
Crawl spaces.
Crawl spaces? There would have been plenty, yeah.
Perfect. You barely saw me.
Oh, okay.
Cool. That's great to know.
Yeah. And I was probably looking off the side of the ship, also seeing you throwing up and then convincing you.
Who says Teapot was throwing off the ship? Teapot was throwing up whatever Teapot felt the urge to throw up.
No, I was doing both. I was looking off the ship, you know, looking towards the horizon, seeing you throwing up and then telling you that, you know, throwing up is just a natural part of life. And once you die, you just won't be throwing up anymore.
I reckon you're starting with 48 rather than 50 gold pieces for the expense. The extra expenses the crew had to endure.
Okay, is it, yes, 48 okay, gold for vomit tax.
What was steam powered? We're talking like an engine.
Oh, it would not have been steam powered. No. Okay. It would have been a sailing ship.
So, hottest part is your kitchen would have had a fire.
There would have been a fireplace in the kitchen. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
how spicy was the captain?
Wasn't that spicy? No. There would have been a few dragonborn aboard, but not all of them are. They're a mix of different types of dragonborn. I think maybe around the kitchen would have been the warmest place, but I don't think you would have been allowed in the kitchen itself.
Okay.
Well, they kind of would have assumed that you might be stealing food.
I still have my tum with me. Yeah. So I was always that warm.
Any kind of crawl space in the near the kitchen where there was warmth.
Right.
And whoever the biggest dragonborn, I would have started calling dad for a bit.
I think they would have copped that.
Yeah.
They get a lot of sorts. You, all three of you look like adventurers. Adventurers are just inherently strange.
I love that. This small little lizard man is calling me dad and wants to cuddle. You guys look like adventurers.
I don't think Dragonborn are terribly...
Makes sense. Yeah. Oh, another one.
Okay.
Did we third form an
attachment?
Third
time this month. I'm really collecting them.
I think the only attachment you could have formed from your description of hot lungs, I feel like the only attachment you could have formed is like a pet owner relationship.
Yes.
So maybe like that.
Yeah.
For a bit. But the Dragonborn, I don't think would have been terribly invested in the relationship.
It's not sad having like to see me go.
I don't think so, no.
It's disappointing from Mike. Yeah. Again, not hot lungs perspective, my perspective.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay, dude.
Looking for a daddy to love you back.
He just know what he wants. Just just something to, like a warm hand and like food.
Hot lungs doesn't work so much on a want basis as more of a survival need basis.
And a little bit of a confusion. What color is hot?
You know the what's that the triangle whatever his name is pyramid of needs or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's just the entire pyramid is colored in with warm and food.
Yeah. Let's say red kobold, because I have, let's say red. So whatever the reddest dragon was, the biggest reddest dragon.
Sure,
I would have just called, not because like I need affection, just confusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you need confusion or you have?
No, I have that in spades. Oh, okay. I didn't need affection. It wasn't being like daddy issues. It was more like, that's dad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crawling.
It could be dad. It will be dad.
Yeah. It looks maybe like that's dad.
Yeah.
Would you have talked much of your purpose on the trip? Like the dragonborn that we're talking about. Would you have spoken much?
In the limited vocabulary that Hot Lungs has, in terms of like hello and then like happy or then like need to something.
All right.
Wants to help.
Yeah, I'm sure towards the end when the dragonborn was more and more like, oh, you are like an animal.
Yes.
There was less conversation. But at the beginning, the dragonborn might have engaged you in, we're going to call him Remus. At the beginning, Remus might have been curious as to your purpose on the boat. And you would have said,
Help hedgehog and lizard find temple.
All right. Well, then I guess the most Remus would have spoken with you about is just at one point at the beginning, would have told you to looked you up and down, seen you hiding in warm crawl spaces, and would have offered the advice that you should find cold weather gear as soon as you arrive at Oak Heart.
Would you have kept the letter? The instructions of that?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, keep up, definitely.
Cool. I would have taken that and given it to Remus.
Okay.
There would be a bite mark on it.
Fighting what is the first part?
Teapot is not as covetous of things that they have taken.
He's asking what's going on. If, like, any resistance, I probably would have... you would
have half of it.
Yeah. It might be in half.
All right. The letter is now torn in half. Okay. Each of you may mark on your character sheets half of the letter.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Who's holding the gold, I guess? That's also important to know.
Not me. Buzz not.
I know you have a thing for shiny things.
Teapot is covetous of things that are shiny, yeah. And is suspicious. So potentially would have kept gold. Also would have had to pay vomit tax.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Is embarrassing enough that we have kobold person that is being all like goopy with dragonborn. Embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
That's his father.
Anyway.
Though all relationships are fleeting, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So being kind of a suspicious weirdo fuck, Teapot might have just kept on to the money, or at least maybe most of the money. Maybe divvied out a small amount of money to the others, but not like all of it.
I would How not much? Have taken it. I don't. Money is meaningless to me.
I think that potentially Teapot might have given like a Marvin. Well, how much would you have asked for?
I probably wouldn't have asked for much. It would have been, I mean, if we don't need to spend it, you just hold on to it in the time being. You seem to enjoy the shinies and whatever. And, you know, as Adam just said, life is fleeting, and take what you can enjoy. During
I said relationships are fleeting. I mean, life is the longest thing you'll do.
Death is the longest thing you'll do. Life is short.
Life That's is kind of passive.
Too short.
Teapot would have blinked singularly from their one eye during that and been like, you'll get 4 gold. And I think might have listened to help and long eye contact from Hot Longs and been like, okay. And That's it.
Yeah. There is like a pouch on me or several. If you had like, the only way I'm getting gold is if you slipped it in there. I ain't getting, I'm not taking it.
And then it's gone. What gold?
I don't know.
So Teapot has the buying power.
Right. Yeah, no worries. So you have all the gold. That is the conclusion we're coming to.
Minus four.
So I have 44 gold.
Okay.
For spending purposes.
You have 4 gold.
I have
okay,
four
cool.
Gold, yes.
Yeah. A weird. Whatever. Here we are. Sure.
Could I'll hold have on made to the 5 or 10 or like a good even number? Sure.
I'll hold on to 1/10. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're in Oakhurst. It's negative 5.8 degrees Fahrenheit, or 21 if you're anywhere else in the world.
Yep. Were you guys in earshot, or would you have figured out that we need cold weather gear? I would not have passed it on.
I don't think you, either of you, need the advice. You need cold weather gear.
Yeah, it's on the thing.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To do have list, you, I would have. Imagine.
Okay, we haven't got it yet, so no one's wrapped me up like a blanket. I'm very cold and I'm getting antsy.
Okay. A lot of people walking around in big, heavy furs.
Yeah, I would wave you over, pull you in, you know, a little bit of warmth from the tum.
I'm just now like, I'm just killing up.
And you fall, and he's falling asleep. Okay.
I instead of walking with you, I'm more dragging you, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Dragging you, which is then dragging the crossbow.
Yes.
It's like a just married car.
You really need to get me warm quick, man. Just saying, you gotta get the blood temperature up.
Very, very cold. Does not want to be very cold. Yeah. Teapot would like to see if we can find some place to acquire cold or weather clothes.
Cold weather gear.
Or like a convenient tea cozy situation.
Okay. So I'm assuming you scan your immediate environment searching for such a thing.
Yes.
Well, I'm assuming two of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of you is slowly succumbing to the cold. Falling into a deep and maybe eternal slumber.
Yeah.
And Marvin, you are presumably a bit too busy dealing with Hot Longs.
Yeah.
But Teapot, you spot while scanning up and down, you can see that there is a tavern. It has I believe your languages are Common and Draconic.
I believe so.
Yeah. You and Thieves Cant, right? Yeah.
Common, Draconic, and Thieves Cant.
Yeah. There is a tavern. It's obviously a tavern because the door is slightly ajar. You can see the light is spilling out. You can hear music and drinking. It has a sign, but it's written in a language you don't understand. You can obviously identify it as a tavern. You don't see anything that's obviously a tailor or some outfitters for cold weather gear. Mm-hmm. So you think this might be, like, at a tavern you could ask, at least.
Oh, okay. So not, like, an available store, but...
The next place. A guide.
A guide.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so Teapot will point this tavern out to my compatriots, and we will head in that direction.
All right.
As we're walking, I do remember I have a cantrip of Produce Flame, seeing this going on with Hot Long.
I think it specifies in the spell that it gives off no heat.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
What kind of spell casting?
I mean, it does give off heat when you use it as a weapon. But it gives off... It gives off a lot of
very quickly, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I go to do that to help Hot Long think of hotter times.
Right.
Maybe sometimes, you know, mind over matter kind of a deal.
Are you a very well-traveled person?
You can be
a not very well-traveled adventurer. That's fine.
I would say so.
Yeah?
He comes from a way, way far away place where being a hedge is not very uncommon. And he's mm-hmm. traveled quite a bit to get here and get to this location. So, yeah, I would say he's well-traveled.
Just before you cast the spell, I'm going to let you know that you would be aware, culturally speaking, in Huskra, people are very distrustful of arcane magic. So casting this spell, it's not illegal, but people will treat you with a level of hostility.
Mm. I understand. So I come to that realization, realize the spell isn't really going to help all too much. So instead, I take my lute around as I'm dragging him and kind of lifting my arm around his body to go towards the strings there because it's a little rough. I just start, you know, talk singing a little tune about a land far away that's a little bit warmer.
Sure.
I just love the idea of this hedgehog waddling, playing a lute with a little lizard, like a sad lizard tucked up into its belly.
Like you just about to cast flame, a little Hot Long, a little paw on your little hand, just a shake of the head, points the lute.
I like to think my minus one dex is because I'm dragging you along too.
Like your little feet are on top of his feet.
Aww, like a little daddy daughter dance.
Yeah.
I may be in like a little bit of like half asleep.
Aww.
All right. You enter into the tavern. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you step past the threshold, it's the wave of warmth and relief washes over all three of you. There is a roaring great fire in the center of the space. It's one large common room. Mm-hmm. As I said, there's a big, you could almost describe it as a bonfire. It's huge in the center of the room. And there's a flue above it where all the smoke collects and is then slowly belched outside. Up one end, you can see there are several great tables. So rather than having small individual tables, everyone sits at one of three huge tables. Okay. And you can see food and drink seems to be kind of communal here. Mm-hmm. So someone might order a drink drinks would be individual. But someone might order food and then they would eat the majority of it, but a neighbor might be allowed some of the food as the night wears on and whatnot. You can see on either side there are two different counters, one where someone might order food, one where someone might order drink, and there are big chalkboards with the different things that you can order, but they're all written in that language you don't understand. And I don't think anyone here, you all have common. Mm-hmm. I think Hot Lungs and Teapot, both of you have Draconic, but that's it. And I think, Marvin, I think you just have Common. Am I right?
I do, because the other languages I speak are nowhere near here.
Yes, that would be correct.
Marvin, do you have a beard or, like I say, a kerchief or anything like that, what you're wearing?
No, I would say he is... very much of the stories where, I mean, he's pretty cold as well, where he's basically naked with, like, you know, a little bit of a jacket on. He definitely doesn't have pants on.
Yeah,
for sure.
I would have assumed not.
Yeah. He actually, as a race for the hedge, they can't wear armor because of all the spines and stuff. Yeah. So his jacket that he has that's open in the front has a lot of holes in the back where the spines go through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It just kind of made it as best as possible.
Okay.
But his fur keeps him a bit warm, like a really short fur.
Okay. I would go to maybe reach up to tug a beard that's not there or something, and then just to tug something and then just point to the fire.
Put me in.
Just pointing. It's like...
Yeah, all right, let's go over to the fire and get you some warmth. Teapot, you coming along as well?
Yes, Teapot would like to get closer to the fire. Teapot would like to scan these, truly, culturally speaking, for Teapot, nightmare town with the sharing of things. Teapot is absolutely you grab a fry, you get the stabby kind person. So, culturally fucking horrifying for Teapot, this place.
Right.
So Teapot would like to identify someone potentially who is maybe not so perhaps joyous about the sharing aspect because they are not going to relate to that person whatsoever. So would like to find maybe someone who looks maybe as shady and suspicious and maybe as Teapot as possible to ask for relevant questions and information.
Doing a little scan of the place, you see it doesn't look like anyone's not joining in. There are many
fucking horrifying.
There are many people here, but they're all kind of in on it, if you will. You see a lot of humans in that very sort of stocky Nordic type build with the long flowing golden hair. You see Goliaths who have a bit more of an ashy complexion and are similarly fucking huge. You see dwarves of many different stripes, and you see, I would say, tabaxi as well. There would be a lot of tabaxi in this tavern. Mm. You see maybe a few others. Like, it would be very uncommon to see. There might be literally one elf and three other creatures who are not something I've already listed, but that would be it. And even the elf and those other three are joined in the festivities.
Right. Okay. So full disclosure, Teapot has shifted away from gainfully, illegally acquiring cold weather accoutrements, because all of these people seem to be morons, and potentially maybe Teapot can strategically acquire cold weather gear from stupid people, mittens and hats and scarves that they have maybe just left for sharing. And full disclosure, Teapot totally committing to, well, if it is sharing place, sharing is caring, apparently.
Uh-huh.
So potentially taking someone mitten, not stealing, but just part of the culture.
Okay, you can try to do that, sure.
Okay, so Teapot would like to see if they can find enough mittens, hats, scarves, and other discarded furs, knitted wear, or little cozy things to outfit us.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I guess we're by the fire. I still have the loot out. Playing quietly to myself, not putting on a performance, but more so for the immediate vicinity. No words, just plucking along near the fire, enjoying the warmth bottomless body.
The two of you would spot as well that, like I said, drinks would be individual, but food seems to be a little bit common. Communal, sorry. Yeah. So you immediately assess that if you wanted a little bite to eat, you might not be able to get a full meal, but you could get a drumstick.
How cold am I versus how hungry am I?
It's pretty warm throughout the room.
Warmed up? Like, in the, Yeah.
Okay. While basking as close as you can get to the fire without catching fire, you would have immediately jumped in temperature. Yeah.
Ah, fantastic. Well, then I'm eating.
Okay. All right. Well, you wander over. No one...
This
no,
yours? This my... No, sorry. Hey, would mine? Can?
I... the person, maybe a dwarf, gives a big hearty nod and says, "Yes, eat, eat." A few people shove food in your face.
You've never seen me happier. Oh my God, I'm eating. I'm eating like a king.
You eat drumstick and stew.
I don't stop at the bone.
If anyone's sitting next to me on the couch, I would kind of nod over to them because communal eating is not too foreign for me where I grew up and all of us animal folk, just gathering what we can and sharing in the farms that we have. Mm. You look over, give a little nod of may I, And then whatever food I'll just put on my belly and then just eat off of there. Crouch down up into the couch.
All right. You have maybe bread and cheese.
Wonderful.
You have a – there seems to be some sort of regional dish where it is literally a – like a gouda, which is – the bread is cooked with the gouda inside it. Ooh. You have some of that.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of crumbs everywhere in my chest and jacket.
Sure.
And it's a good time.
A lozenge of – warm, steamy gouda in wrapped in a wrapper of bread. Mm-hmm. All right.
I am.
Lozenge of gouda, yeah.
Filthy. I am filthy with food. Ah.
Meanwhile, good. Teapot, good. Give me the list of things that you wanted again.
Teapot is looking to acquire either like mittens that could be repurposed for, like, if they're big people mittens, they will make more sweatery type things for us. So mittens, scarves, any sort of like hand warmer, tea cozy, errant dish towel that looks a little fluffy. Pretty much anything that Teapot can find that is loose and looks warm that they can repurpose into something useful.
Sure. You see that there are some clothes discarded here and there, or just people who have put their mittens down and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And you can get, I would say, without too much trouble, you can get a set of mittens for everyone. Everyone has thick gloves now. Yes. And, I mean, like, scarves, of course, would also be incredibly easy. Mm-hmm. I would say, as far as anything like a coat goes, it's a bit too big. Mm. Some of the ones that you could steal are a bit too big and bulky to be swiped without being noticed.
Right.
And a lot of them also would just not be sized. I mean, mittens you could kind of get away with, but a coat, they're just not really sized for you.
But could I make several scarves into a serviceable poncho?
Yeah, you could try. Are we talking with needle and thread, you are making them, or are we talking
maybe just like that we're tying together, or big
I can
loops.
Provide some spines for like
wrapping them around us.
Right. Yeah. Basically, like a cinnamon roll, but at the center is not gooey; it is teapot.
Okay, you can try. Yes, okay. You can certainly. How effective it is, you're unsure until it's tested.
Because Teapot was never going to go for a jacket because these people are fucking huge, right? And then they're going to drown the teapot in like little jacket or whatever. But if we can like repurpose, I don't know what I'm asking for, but like
you get gloves, you get a bunch of scarves, and the gloves are easy enough there because they're designed to be very thick and woolen.
Right.
A small hand will fit in there just as well as a bigger hand. It just won't be as snug on you, and you might want to take them off before you do anything that would require fine dexterity and stuff like that. And then you get a bunch of very thick woolen scarves that you can wrap around yourself, and you can kind of turn it into a little bit of like a cloak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
But would that be sufficient to check off cold weather gear, or would I need to then occasionally go and acquire something that is like maybe beeswaxed for like weatherproofing?
Right. I see what you mean. All right, I would concede that you would know well enough as well that sleet, snow, and rain will, the mittens will be fine, but scarves that you've wrapped around you will get wet, and that's not good.
Okay.
But for the wind and just the cold, this will work. But you might want to, seek something extra. And then in addition to that, the umbrella term cold weather gear also does kind of include things like snowshoes and ear protection.
Okay, so we are not fucking getting that stuff here.
Yeah.
But I have given ourselves a discount on the shit that we have to
sure,
buy.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So Teapot will take all of their strategically acquired sherry items and put them in their pack so that they are not like wearing them and being like, excuse me, sir, of person, I am taking their things, strategically acquiring, very special, not
sure,
stealing.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Teapot will sequester their items out of sight, and then would like to tap on closest person and ask where we can acquire such snowshoes. What the fuck are we here? just try and get that information.
That's all for today. Don't forget to check in next time, where we'll continue this story of the Greyhill Free Company.